It's the Sound Kitchen.
Mmm, yummy.
It's the Sound Kitchen.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
You're listening to the Sound Kitchen.
Yummy.
And Susan Owensby is cooking.
Hello, everyone. Bienvenue and welcome to the Sound Kitchen. It's Saturday, the 14th of October, the 287th day of the year in the Gregorian calendar. Because of the adoption of the Gregorian calendar from the old Julian calendar in 1582, this day did not exist in 1582 in several Catholic countries. Gregorian refers to the Roman Catholic Pope Gregory. So in 1582, there was not an October 14th, nor a 5th, 6th, 7th, all the way up to the 15th. Well, it does make sense there would be some days gone missing, or repeated even. But in this year of 2017, there is indeed a today, and there are 78 days remaining until the end of the year. What else happened on this date in the Gregorian calendar, naturally? Well, it's Nobel season, as you know, and peace prizes were awarded on this date to A, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. for combating racial inequality through nonviolence. That was in 1964. B, in 1991, Burmese opposition leader Aung San Suu Kyi was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize. Wee bit of controversy around that these days, as you know. And C, in 1994, Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, the Prime Minister of Israel Yitzhak Rabin, and the Foreign Minister of Israel, Shimon Peres, received the Peace Prize for their role in the establishment of the Oslo Accords and the framing of the future Palestinian self-government. And if you're like me, you delight in so-called coincidences, which I'm not so sure I believe exist, coincidences. But born today are two other Nobel Prize laureates. In 1911, the Vietnamese general and politician Le Duc Tho saw the light of day. He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize jointly with then United States Secretary of State Henry Kissinger in 1973. Le Duc Tho declined the honor, claiming that peace had not yet been established and that the United States and the South Vietnamese governments were in violation of the Paris Peace Accords. Also born today, in 1914, was Raymond Davis Jr., an American chemist and physicist. He won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 2002. So, if it's your birthday today, maybe you have a shot at a Nobel. The stars seem favorable.
Hey. Hey. Hey.
This is the Sound Kitchen.
Today's a big day for our brothers and sisters in Tanzania. It's Nyerere Day, a national holiday. Julius Kambarage Nyerere is called the father of the nation. Nyerere was a Tanzanian anti-colonial activist, politician, and political theorist. He governed Tanganyika as its prime minister from 1961 to 1963, and then as its president from 1963 to 1964. He was responsible for the successful merger between Tanganyika and Zanzibar, creating Tanzania. He served as president of Tanzania from 1964 until 1985. Ideologically an African nationalist and African socialist, Nyerere promoted a political philosophy called Ujamaa. Ujamaa, a Swahili word, means extended family, brotherhood, or socialism. Politically, as used by Nyerere, it means that a person becomes a person through the people or the community. Nyerere died on this date in 1999.
Hello, I'm Jean Deloisy from the Palais de Tokyo, and you listen to the Sound Kitchen.
My friends, it's time for the quiz. On the 16th of September, I asked you a really easy question. That week, French President Emmanuel Macron flew to an island, and I asked you to identify that island. The island is Saint Martin, pronounced Saint Martin in French. As RFI reported on the 11th of September, French President Emmanuel Macron flew to the island of Saint Martin that evening to offer support to the residents after Hurricane Irma hit the French West Indian territory. Macron was accompanied by Education Minister Jean-Michel Blanquer and Health Minister Agnès Buzyn. The winners are Hi Mercia from Manila, the Philippines, Dr. Bea Pascal Kabambayi from Kikuyu, Kenya, and RFI Listeners Club member DK Dimple from Assam, India. Hailing from Soroti, Uganda, there's Julius Karoli Emmanuel Opal, and last but not least, Mariama Ba from Serekunda, the Gambia, who sent her answer via text to the Sound Kitchen mobile phone. You can do that too. Stay tuned for the phone number. Congratulations to this week's winners, and thanks to each and every one of you who wrote in. You've been listening last week and this week to the excellent report sent in from Liberia by our very own RFI English reporter, Laura Angela Bagnetto, who was there to cover the presidential election. Voters went to the polls on Tuesday to decide which of the 20 candidates they wanted to serve them as president, and I want you to send in the names of at least five of those candidates, as well as the result of the poll. Again, send in the names of five of the candidates in Liberia's presidential election held on Tuesday the 10th of this month, as well as the result of the poll. You have until November 6th to get your answers in. Be sure to tune in on the 11th of November to see if your answer wins a prize. As always, be sure you include your postal address and, if you have one, your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Send your quiz answers to english.service@rfi.fr. That's english.service@rfi.fr. Or to Susan Owensby, RFI BP 9516 75016 Paris, France. That's BP 9516 75016 Paris, France.
Remember, you can also send your quiz answers to the Sound Kitchen cell phone. Dial your country's international access code or plus 336-3112-9682. That's plus 336-3112-9682. Be sure you include your mailing address in the text, and if you have one, include your RFI Listeners Club membership number.
Time for a bit of listener news. First, a hearty welcome to our new RFI Listeners Club members, Alex Latim and Joseph Jack, both from Kampala, Uganda, Igwe Jacob from Umuahia, Nigeria, Ramses Akosa from Kumasi, Ghana, Gogomu Tanting from Bamenda, Cameroon, and Abiola Ajayi from Windhoek, Namibia. There are two new members from Germany, Dieter Sommer from Eselben and Jürg Clemens Hoffmann from Alsbach Hanlein. And you can see a picture of that DXing-crazed Jürg Clemens in his radio room on the Sound Kitchen and RFI English Facebook pages. If you'd like to be a member of the RFI Listeners Club, just send an email to english.service@rfi.fr and I'll get you signed up. You'll receive an RFI membership number, which you must include with all your quiz entries. And if you win, you'll receive a premium prize. Eine große Dankeschön to RFI Listeners Club member Ralf Urbanschik from Eselben, Germany, for his recent generous gift of postcards. Teachers, write and let me know if you'd like some lovely postcards for your students. And Ralf, again, thank you so much. Don't forget to check out the RFI English and Sound Kitchen Facebook pages to see photos sent in by Brother Raz Franz Mankon Gogo, the president of the RFI Kemojemba Club. You'll see the RFI Kemojemba Homeboys Football Club competing under the RFI banner and a really cute one of his under 15-year-old team. Thanks, Brother Raz.
تاسو اورئ سوزنز بی د ساوند کچن پروگرام کې ریډیو فرانس انټرنیشنل سره.
It's time to clear the table and wash the dishes, my friends. Thanks to all of you who wrote in, and keep those cards, letters, emails, and text messages coming. Many thanks to my friend and colleague Alain Bleu for so expertly putting the show together, and thanks to you for tuning in. Be sure and join me next Saturday at 6:15, 7:15, 14:45, and 16:45 Universal Time, right here in the Sound Kitchen. I'm Susan Owensby. Be well, do good work, and stay in touch.
Pompa kondi kwenda kake kifoba keta onyaka rampo turo.